Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. This is truly an epic event that is raising awareness and revealing just how much is happening in the world of embodiment. And this gives me hope about where we're heading as a people. I'm Amara Pagano. I'm the founder of Azul, a conscious movement path of personal transformation. I work with the body and the power of movement to awaken love and consciousness. Embodiment is a key to my work. And the journey of embodying the map of Azul is what facilitates the process of self-realization. I'm excited to sponsor the Dance and Creativity Channel to share my love of movement and to celebrate the power that it has to serve our collective evolution. If you are interested in awakening your deepest potential or curious about the spiritual and healing aspects of embodiment, I encourage you to check out Azul. Everyone is welcome. I work with people who love movement and people who have never moved. Follow the link and you'll find three gifts for you: a 50-minute Azul journey, a special discount on our online embodiment training, and a free month in our upcoming membership program. So come, check out the Path of Azul. I'll be presenting on the main stage here and in the Dance and Creativity channel, and I hope to see you there. For now, enjoy the richness of the presentation you're about to see.
Yeah, welcome. Why don't you just for a moment, hey Camilla, come on in. Just wherever you are, if your feet can touch the ground, just allow your feet to have a relationship to the ground, perhaps a conversation. Your feet to the wood, the tile, whatever it is that you're connecting with right now, allow that to come into our consciousness. Your relationship of the feet to the ground, the earth, soil. Take a couple of deep breaths together. Inhale and exhale. Allowing whatever is happening between the soles of your feet, the skin of your feet, and the skin of the earth, allowing that to be a primary focus as you breathe and notice, and having the skin of your feet have a relationship to the skin of the earth. And in a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand if you can. I'm going to have you stand, and don't worry about the screen. Stand in your room, your space, face any direction. And once again, feel the soles of your feet, the skin of your feet, in relationship to the skin of the earth. And I'd love to bring in a little imagery as you stand, as we stand together. And in a moment, hopefully move together, pray together, stay together, find our way together, lose our way together. I'd like to bring up an image of a tree. And at the bottom of all trees, there's roots. You and I standing, swaying maybe, certainly praying. Your feet, skin of your feet on the skin of the earth. And if you had roots, you and I had roots going down into the soil, Humberto Akbal, a Guatemalan poet, says, roots tell us through the flowers, what the earth is like on the inside. Roots tell us through the flowers, the scent, the colors, what the earth is like on the inside. Imagine your feet are roots and you're exploring what the earth is like on the inside and the possibilities that that rich, dark soil provides you and I as we stand tall and branch out with arms, hands, limbs. In a moment, aspen trees, a grove of aspens. They're individual trees, but below ground, they're enlivened by one interconnected set of roots. So as you stand as an individual, imagine you and I were a grove of aspens, and that below ground, we have an interconnected set of roots. Aspens are the most expansive growth of trees to share one common root system. This means that they are one living organism and one living community at the same time, rooted, interconnected. I'm going to invite you, as you stand, to curl your toes in tight. Curl your toes in as tight as you can. Just for a few moments, feel what that, notice what happens in your body when that happens. And then all together, I'm going to ask you to unfurl and extend and exhale. And once again, I'm going to invite you to curl your toes, curl them tight, tension, create some tension, maybe some discomfort. All that's happening in the world. Some tension, some discomfort. Feel where things clench in your own body. Tighten. And slowly, unfurl your toes. Relax the skin. Come back to that skin to skin and allow your roots to stretch out. Extend out to every other human in this grove, human in the world. And know that we are individual, unique, and that we also have an extraordinary knit connection. A couple more times, whenever you're ready, curl those toes, curl them tight, that tension, withdraw, retreat. And when you're ready, when you're ready, when you're ready, release, relax, spread, grow, widen, and feel that interconnectedness with all of human life. This is Aspen wisdom that we need. Aspen sensitivity, memory, that depth of connectedness. So as we journey today, the invitation will be to keep returning to this place of rootedness, and curl those toes, withdraw, retreat, tighten, shrink, and then consciously release, relax, widen, spread, and know that we are interconnected in ways seen and unseen, beneath the soil, underground. All humans are connected. There's a community already existing underground that's growing us into being, growing us into being. So feel free to begin here, expand your movement if there was a wind blowing through your trees, through the leaves, the sound that it makes, the sacred sound of wind blowing through your branches. And letting go of the imagery and just as a human grove, feeling this deep connection to the earth, this common ground that we have. All of us are standing on individual pieces of land, and one large rock called the earth. Roots extending down, limbs reaching skyward, earth and sky. Earth and sky, hands, as deep as you can feel your roots extending into the earth, allow your hands to mirror that in the opposite direction, the continuum of earth to sky. And let your body be a bridge of everything that's moving in between. Yes. And perhaps the earth itself is shaking a little bit with trepidation, with fear, all that's in the atmosphere. Let your body shake. Let your limbs, your core, and then reach for more, reach for more, yes. A grove of humans, yes. Beautiful. 360 degrees of possibilities. Yeah, turn it around. 360 degrees. Possibilities in every direction. Shimmy, shimmy, shake, oscillate, vibrate from the core. In the northern hemisphere, we're in autumn. Allow the leaves to shake, to release. Don't forget, at any time, you can pause. You can pause. Feel that connection skin to skin. Tending to the skin that you're in. The skin that you're in. Beautiful, beautiful, yes, yes. invitation to come back to that primary relationship, the skin of your feet. To the skin of the earth, a conversation. What is the earth whispering through the soles of your feet to you, through you? What is the earth? What message? What blessing does the earth right there that you're in contact with? What is it offering to you in this moment? What is it urging of you? And perhaps what question would you like to ask of the earth, this larger body that holds us all? Is there one question, statement, word, phrase, prayer that you'd like to impress upon the earth, right where you stand, right where she's shifting weight? Right where that gentle bounce is happening, that rebounding. Yes. And perhaps that same relationship that the skin of your feet and the skin of the earth, that same love affair, now an invitation for a conversation with the skin of your hands and the skin of your heart. So an invitation to begin a conversation with the skin of your hands and the skin of your heart. Still being supported underneath roots, feet, ground. But invitation to let your hands and heart converse through the good times and the worst. In this changing, ever-changing universe. And I'd like to work this way with the skin of the hands and the skin of the heart. And I'll thank Cassie for reminding me of this one. As Ian Thomas says, and every day the world will grab you by the hand. Will grab you by the hand and say, this is important, and this, and you need to worry about this, and this, and this. Every day, the world will grab you by the hand and pull and say, this is important, and this, and you need to worry about this. And that, and this, and each day, it's up to you and I, it's up to you and I to yank our hand back, place it on our heart, and say, no, this is important. This is important. So this next inquiry, I'm going to ask you to just allow your hands to extend east, west, or north, south, whichever way you're facing. Allow your hands to extend. And imagine at the end of your fingertips, life is pulling, saying, this is important. And this, allow yourself to be pulled off balance, perhaps, despite your deep roots, in some direction that life is pulling you, demanding of you. Maybe it's just a nudge, just a slight pull. It's those little that I almost ignore. I almost don't even feel. And then I find myself way off center. The ones where they're really trying to yank me, I yank my hand back. But where it's this slight, ever-present, ongoing. So allow yourself to be pulled. And then every day, yank your head back. Yank your hand back. Place it on your heart. And say, no, this is important. This is important. So playing with this hands and heart conversation, when your hands get extended, overextended, when life is pulling you and you're feeling overwhelmed, let's practice pausing, taking our hands back, placing them on the heart in a stance that says, no, this is what's important to me. When life is carrying you away, when you feel overextended, do you and I have the courage do we have a practice to resource us? What cross do you have to bear? Oh, beautiful. Take as much time as you need for that conversation of the heart, hands, heart. Impress upon your heart that this is the place you want to grow from. This is the place you want to know from. just where in your body does your heart live? Maybe you feel it in your lower belly. Maybe you feel it in your lower belly. Come to the heart of the matter, the heart of your body. Maybe it's your throat. Maybe it's the soles of your feet. Keep experimenting. Keep guessing. Keep offering yourself this blessing. Keep offering yourself this blessing. What shapes is life pulling you in, contorting you in, demanding that you fit in? And from these shapes, these contortions, how do we find a way to regroup, restart into the shape of heart, a conversation, hands, and the heart of you? Oh yeah, let's follow. Follow the heart.
Say, boy, let's not talk too much. Grab on my waist and put that body on me. Come on now, follow my lead. Come on now, follow my lead. Ma bqash qalbi kifiq, ma shaditish maaya tariq. Omri fik mantiq, ahsan lik tat alayya. Rabbi subhanu khalaq, kel wahid fi mkanu ala. Isn't the best place to find a lover, so the bar is where I go. Me and my friends at the table doing shots, drinking fast, then we talk slow. Come over and start up a conversation with just me, and trust me, I'll give it a chance. Now take my hand, stop, put a man in a jukebox, and then we start to dance. Now sing it like
Abdul Qadir, ya bu ala madaq al hal aliya. Dawi hali ya bu ala msidi wa nfa aliya. عبد القادر يا بو علم ضيق الحال علي دوي حلي يا بو علم سيدي وانفع ليا.
Now sing it like I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bed sheet smells like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
هذه آخر مرة أنت جرحني يا معذبني.
I'm in love with your body.
ما قدش معك هدرة ابقى لي مال ولي. هذه آخر مرة أنت جرحني يا معذبني.
I'm in love with your body.
ما قدش معك هدرة ابقى لي مال ولي.
Come on, be my baby, come on. 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 I'm in love with the shape of you. We push and pull like a magnet do. Although my heart is falling too.
Yes, get carried away. Carry forth, carry on.
And I'm a bad cheat, smells like you. Every day discovering something brand new. I'm in love with your body.
Offer to carry someone else.
I'm in love with your body. I'm in love.
Allow yourself to be carried by something larger. Getting to know this inner wisdom the heart, soul, purpose, passion that resides in the center of you. And rooted in the steps that you take, rooted in the way you walk the earth. Just feel how this moment is shaping you. And your ability to consciously shape this moment. Feel that creative tension of how the moment is shaping you. All that's going on in the world. Viruses and social injustice and climate change. Feel how this moment is shaping you, the cry of your infant child, the laughter just over the fence with your neighbors. I'm going to invite us to stand up, to stand out. And the question, what do you stand for? What do you stand for? What do you stand for? What are you willing to stand for? Even if it was with 1 million people or if you were the only one, what is something for you that is non-negotiable that right now you want to take a stance for, offer this dance for? Have that conversation with the earth through your feet. Have that conversation with your heart through your hands. Standing up, standing in. Roots tell us through the flowers. What the earth is like on the inside. I'm going to invite you to stand. And from that stance, the shapes that you take, let it tell the world, this is what I'm like on the inside, hands, heart, feet, earth, shape of the movement moment. What's coursing through you? No need to force it through you. What's the course of you? And the resource of you, breath. An invitation to take a stand and let the shapes of your body say something about what you are willing to stand for, stand by.
I've been walking.
Yeah, go ahead, take a walk.
My face turned to the sun.
Face the sun, take a walk. Face the moon.
Weight on my shoulder.
Feel that weight.
A bullet in my gun. Oh, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. I do what I can when I can while I can for my people, while the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night. That's when I'm gonna stand up, take my people with me.
Stand up, take someone with you. Let's take each other.
Can feel it in my bones.
If you could only take one shape right now.
Early in the morning,
that expressed you on the inside.
To shine.
Yeah. Yes, and then move from there. Shape of you.
I'm wading through muddy waters. You know I got a made of mine. And I don't mind if I lose any blood on the way to salvation. And I fight with the strength that I got until I die. So I'm gonna stand up, take my people with.
How do you prepare?
To prepare a place for you.
Prepare.
I go.
How do you declare?
A place for you.
Open to prayer. Open to share. How do you prepare and then declare and then share to a wider audience, to the community, to the world, an opportunity to prepare, declare, and share an antidote, a remedy for despair. You and I, purpose, passion. Prepare, prepare, prepare. Heart to hand, hand to heart, heart to hand. Take a stand, wherever you land. You and I, we are demand. The voice for the voiceless. Yes, yes! Even after being devastated by fires, charring fires, an aspen grove knows that it will be reborn because of the roots, that interconnectedness that is always there, ever present. You and I too, as part of this human grove, we're interconnected. The soul song, the heart song, our wounds, our joys, interconnected. Interconnected. And if there's somebody in your life, this last song, if that you'd like to stand by, stand with, that you could help ferry into something, or that would help you, bring that person alongside you.
And the land is dark, and the moon is the only.
An accomplice, somebody to accompany you, and for you to accompany.
No, I won't be afraid.
Somebody from your past, or someone from your future, or someone in your now. And maybe you have one on each shoulder.
So darling,
if the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry. Mm-hmm. I won't cry. No, I won't shed a tear. Just as long
it's you, one other, two others, many others standing by each other. You choose. Many voices in the orchestra. Each note so important, so vital, so necessary. Okay, this is the last song. We have till the hour, right? Till
we have with you until 55 minutes, and then I have to say a few things, and then say one more.
Okay. 3 minutes. Great. Perfect. Yeah. Widen your circle. Widen your circle. Well, the song never ends. It never ends. Do you still hear it? The song, do you still hear it? Yeah, I can tell you, yeah. Yeah, you hear it, yeah. Okay, Laura, well, where do we go from here?
Where we go from here is a great question. Thank you so much for that. I have a feeling we may have some licensing issues with the music, which was wonderful, but we'll worry about that later, or I will.
I'm covered with BMI and ASCAP.
Oh, there you're perfect. Oh my God, I've just been freaking out. Okay, wonderful. Yeah. Love you. Perfect. So we had fantastic music there. I just want to let everyone know that there are coffee break sessions after each session, and or they might be going on all the time. And the coffee rooms are a really nice way to build community and to be in community with everybody else. And I just am having another little, I don't see Michael anymore. He seems to have disappeared. Hey, Miriam. Okay, so back to business. I was going to come back and ask Michael for a final quote, but I think he may have just slipped off the call. Do you see him dancing creativity? So I'm going to tell you the other things. This is the joy and wonder of this embodiment conference, and that is that we are all here, we are all human, we are all imperfect, and it is wonderful to be connected and dancing with all of you. So if you have a chance and have financial stability, like some people out there do, I know, if you are interested in buying the package, then you can, of the full embodiment conference, you can follow everything in your own time, taking it in, digesting as a library, watch it with friends, do whatever you need to do to be part of that. Yeah, and so yeah, Michael seems to have completely disappeared. You don't see him, do you, Cassie? All right, well, that was wonderful. So I'm gonna read some of the chat things that you guys have said, because it was touching to me to see how much fun it was to dance with everybody. And also, that was wonderful. Thank you, Michael.
There he is.
Oh, there he is. Oh my God, you might have just turned your camera off for a minute. So, okay, so let's come back to Michael and ask the final question. The golden nugget that you have of embodiment, if you have a one sentence golden piece, because they're going to put together a book, what is that?
Be yourself. Everyone else is taken.
Oscar Wilde.
Yeah. I'd say really, the teacher is your own body. Whatever room you go in, whatever conference, whatever workshop, retreat, the teacher is not out there. The teacher is right in here. And if you continue to listen to that when you're in communion with someone else who's calling themselves the teacher, then you're fine. Keep listening in. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
I wanted to let people know if you want the music, the playlist of the music, the titles, email me and I'll send you all the titles. And hopefully you'll go out and you'll buy the music and support the artists who make this amazing, amazing music. I always do that. I'm always willing to share the titles of music to support the artists.
Can we get your email into the chat best place to reach you?
Michael@soulmotion.com. That's pretty easy. I'll put it in the chat.
Okay, great. And I just want to let everybody know one more thing, and that is that Kiara Denise Foster Baugh is going to be sharing in the next session in 3 hours, which is the next dance and creativity session. And it's the 5 rhythms and existential kink. And I know Kiara through Facebook, and we've never actually met in person. And she's a wonderful human being to know from Facebook and to see dance. So please.
I know her. And I've danced with her and danced in her classes, and she's an amazing, extraordinary teacher. So yeah.
Excellent. All right. Well, we are right within the hour. So thank you, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. Michael@soulmotion.com, and enjoy the rest of the conference. Joy, love. Be in your bodies.